This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We sang it when we're praying. Many of you were there. Several, so that's why, yeah. Don't worry, God is on your side. Just I want us to take a song before bringing him up. All
right. Only you.
You know, he was bold all through the night. Arousing us, and you know. So
Mr. Lawrence, you're intimidating me. All right, let's sing. My daddy, your baby is singing. I'll be singing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, your baby is singing. I'll be singing and shouting for the rest of eternity. But my best part is, you know, the part that says, till we meet only you. Till the end only you. Only you.
Only you.
Only you are Lord. La la la,
he's already singing.
La 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 la.
Let's welcome this morning to our son of David, Minister Lawrence. That's a good way to invite him. Let's appreciate this dear man of God. Thank you.
He who sits in heaven laughs.
Those who sit in heaven laugh.
I sit in heaven, so I laugh.
He who sits in heaven laughs.
I sit in heaven, so I laugh. My daddy,
your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of the journey. Till the end, only you. Till we meet, it's only you. Only you.
Only you.
Only you I love.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
You sit in heaven, love. I sit in heaven, so I love. Now, as we're going to sing it again, we notice that many of us are still very coordinated, very, very official with the way you are singing. I'll present a light briefly later on now, and we'll push into healings and miracles, signs and wonders. Well, let me just highlight it briefly. If you want to see the supernatural, learn to let go. Did you see what I just said? Tell your neighbor, let go. The scripture commands us to rejoice. Knowing that you are a reserved person, it's still telling you to what? Rejoice. So don't sing this song frowning your face and declaring to God in a very mature way, "He who sits in heaven laughs." If you need to leave your seat, leave your seat, because sicknesses will be jumping out of people right now. Do you believe what I'm telling you? I'm writing on existing protocol. Things are about to shift right now. God has shown me wonderful things. Oh my God. He who sits in heaven laughs. He who sits in heaven laughs. Those who sit in heaven laugh. I sit in heaven, so I laugh. He who sits in heaven laughs. He who sits in heaven laughs. Those who sit in heaven laugh. I sit in heaven, so I laugh.
Song.
It goes like this. This is my worship, and it's original. Declare it. This is my worship, and it's original. Did you get it? Very simple. Two by two. I can't see your liberty. Come on. Lose yourself in this place. We are journeying somewhere. Come on. This is my worship. And it's a... Oh, 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 oh. This is... Now, there's a second part to it. I need it to catch up. Are you ready? You will like this one. Now call. I know you have met many scammers. Many scammers. Did you get it? Are you sure you are catching on? I know it's not the conventional kind of song. Just help me. Let's flow along. I know you have met many liars. I know you have encountered many scammers. I know you all have many children, but I am your David, and I'm original. Did you get it? So sometimes we'll say, this is my worship, and it's original, or I am your David, and I'm original. Ready? I'm original. I know that you know many Yahoo. I know that you know many liars. I know you have met many scammers. I'm your David. I know that you have seen many liars. I know you have encountered many scammers. I know that you know many leaders. I am your David. Oh. As he was speaking, a part I met. So remember when God said, begin pastoring? It was truly a faith walk. And some people don't wait for God to call them, they call God. But if there's anything I dreaded, it was pastoring. I think I shared with Pastor Shola. Yes. A trained ministry is very sweet, Very simple. I finish ministering here. I will never see you again till whenever God permits. Travel from place to place. You just sleep from hotel to hotel. You take your honorarium. If I prophesy and nothing happens, it's not my concern. You don't believe me? None of you will come to me and ask me, sir, you said this will happen. And it didn't happen. We move to the next place. Next place. But when you begin to pastor, you can prophesy to a person. And on Sunday morning, the next Sunday, the person is back on the line. Sir, it has not yet happened. Apart from the fact that I was going to now finally have to be interacting with human beings and all the weaknesses that come with it. So I dreaded it. I thank God for obeying. And it has been a beautiful journey the last over 1 year now. So many things have happened to my heart. I'm suddenly loving people like never before. I'm missing people. I didn't used to miss people before. I know what I'm saying might not make sense to some people. But if you're used to just moving from place to place, sometimes you're not even connecting with those that God is using you for. You just want to get the healings done. So you can accredit the fact that we're anointed. But now I was actually feeling for those I was praying for. I was actually now loving people. So I was seeing what God was making out of me, and it was very beautiful. I pray that the strength to follow God into the unknown imparted in Jesus' name. So that's my only two experience. I know there are many other strange waters coming. The Lord will continue to strengthen us to keep walking by faith. One more time, please celebrate Pastor Dele. I want us to stir up the anointing and get problems solved today. Is that a good idea? Yeah. So before that, I want to leave you with something God gave me in 2012, 2013 that has marked my life and ministry. And virtually everywhere I stand to preach, and I realize I didn't talk about this the last time I was here. This singular light saved me from wasting time. I now know why decades go by and we never see reality show up in churches, in homes, and the lives of Christians. It's a very simple thing. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6. We will engage it here now, and you will see results. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6. He that comes... Very important light for prayers. Can you give it to us? I want us to see it on the screen. One to go. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Are we okay to move into impartations, sir? He that comes must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder. Very interesting scripture, because you expect that anybody coming should have already believed that he's coming to someone that exists. Yes or no? Yeah. Seems like he's stating the obvious. I stumbled on this key and it made a difference for me. Minstrels, please listen to what I'm saying. You can consistently see the power of God in every single meeting. This key, this light got me into it. It's 10 years now. I have never had a meeting without weight, without the power of God, because I understood this key. The key is to be intentional. What does it mean to be intentional? First and foremost, realize that the person you're talking to is real and is here now. Don't assume you understood that. We all believe God is here. If I ask you, where is God? We all agree wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst of them. Every child who was properly raised in church can tell you that God is here. 2015, I met some children in a conference and they were playing ball. I said, let me get them engaged. And so I called them together and I asked them this question: where is Jesus now? And they were answering me one by one. He's here, he's here, he's here. And I asked them the next question: if you see him now, what will you do? And the first one, his eyes brightened like you could tell that a picture, he imagined it. Ah, I'll be very happy. After so many years of numbing this thing, I can understand if every amen you shout is no longer in faith. I can understand if you have gotten used to praying without a feedback. But as a child, the faith is still very alive. Immediately, her eyes brightened up. And you said, I'll be very excited. I will grab him. I'll never let him go. I asked the next one, what will you do if you see him? He said, I will lie down, worship him. Wow, these children already have a feedback if they have an encounter. I asked the third one, what will you do if you see Jesus right now? Hallelujah. He said, I'll cry. One of them was pinching, you know, a friend. There's always one of those children in the mix of children. One of them was pinching the friend. So I'd already separated him. For those of you in children ministry, that's a key you can hold on to. When you notice that one of them is distracting the rest, surely you want to communicate the power of God to them. Always isolate that one by whatever wisdom. Or else you end up not getting through to them. So I isolated him already. I was focusing on stirring them up. So I pointed at him. I said, you, what will you do? And his answer shocked me. He said, I'll be serious. I was shocked. I'm talking about 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, very young children. Thank you, Jesus. Please follow. These stories are portals into certain encounters. So I said, you know you're not serious at age 9. So you even know that there's a reason why you're not having encounters. So I asked them, every one of you, I asked them the next question. Please follow. I said, where is Jesus now, Elia? What did you say? He's here. Now I asked you, if you see him, what will you do? You said you will bow down, worship him. Why are you not bowing down? You said you'll be very happy. Why are you not excited? You said you'll start crying. Why are you not crying? You said he's here. Come on, are we together? Where is Jesus right now? He's here. If you see him now, anybody in the choir, if you see him right now, give me your feedback. What will you do? Huh? Sir, what will you do, sir? Let me give you a picture you can relate with. After the sessions tonight, you go back to your bed and you sleep, you put up the lights, and then you wake up at 3 a.m. and the light is on. And you check and you see that it's not the light of your room. Are you seeing somebody seeing it now? Please follow, because religion is going to break off people. From today, you will never seek him without an encounter. Please follow. Please follow. God delivered me too. I'm a pastor's child. I was raised in church. I know why people count decades without tangible encounters. Hebrews 11:6 is the key. If the generation before us could manage, not the generation after us, it has to be tangible if we're going to get their attention. I've seen why now. This night, somebody taps you by the side.
And you open your eyes and you see the most handsome man you have ever seen. And he's calling your name. Somebody shout the name you wanted to call. I need to see the child inside you. Please, come on, come on. The kingdom is for children. That's why he said that. You can't access it all poised and all. I'm telling you. He calls your name. What will you do? Let me see if you're getting what I'm saying. What will you do? What will you do? Huh? You say what? You will hug him. If you can make it to him. depending on the frequency he reveals to you. He appeared to one of our daughters and told her, "You are here to see me." He appeared to her. She was seeing him. She said, "You are here to see me. Pray to see me." She was wondering, "I don't understand. I'm looking at you." You're not hearing what I'm saying. So there's more. It doesn't matter what you have seen. So what will you do? I want to hear the child in somebody come out. That child is coming alive. What will you do if you see Jesus now? Huh? Will you be coordinated? Are you seeing what I'm saying now? Jesus, wow, it's you. Oh Lord, it's you. Many times the way we pray, you know you don't understand what I'm saying. He that comes must believe that he is. The atmosphere is shifting. I want you to imagine it's your wedding. I hope we have ushers. Get ready. Holy Spirit, help us. It's about to get very wild. Let's follow quickly. Imagine that morning is your wedding. And you have just spent 6 hours with Jesus. How many of you will tell him, "Excuse me, please, my wedding is this morning. I need to go get wedded and come back so we continue." How many of you will tell him that? What if you have exam that morning? Exam, the most important exam of your life. And the Lord Jesus is right inside your room. Will you leave him and run for exam and come back? Are you sure? So I told them, "You said he's here now. How come you're not showing the same excitement that you will show if you see him now?" So I told them, "Close your eyes and engage him like he is. That day God told me, anyone who seeks me like I am, I will be." I can't begin to tell you the drastic encounters that happened to those young ones. One of them was bilocated to Japan. I hope those kind of stories make sense. But to be bilocated means to be in two places on the earth at the same time. I had the first experience in 2013. And that kept following me from place to place. One of them was bilocated to Japan and raised dead bodies and came back. They were 8-9 year olds. When a person is having an encounter, you know they're having encounters. Tangible things began to break out. That was when children ministry broke out for me. I realized the key was simple. People need to seek him like he is. And he will be. Many healings should have happened by now if you just realize this simple key. He that comes to God must realize that he is
and he's a rewarder. There are people online that are going to come under the power of God. Get ready. I'm speaking over Facebook. 2016, I was in the US at the time. 2017, January. A lady came under the power and began to write in tongues. I've never seen that before that time. Began to write in a strange language. Many drastic impartations will happen right here, right now. A cloud has been gathered for 40 days. You are entering into the harvest. Get ready. Get ready. Ah, this church will never remain the same again. Oh, it will get so wild. It will get so wild. Things that you have read in books, says the Spirit of God. Things you have read, please help them. Things you have read in books are coming to light. Jesus, you will not wait in vain. Jesus, you will not wait in vain. Just open your two hands where you are. Get ready. Sendi fanel eliente madajals eliempe lokale. Right where you are, just close your eyes. Get ready. It will get very wild. Ushers, please get ready. Fedi sele liye na ilana lome. Right where you are, close your eyes. See the Lord Jesus standing in front of you now. Some of you will break into encounters. This is not the time to speak in tongues, please. Just see him before you from the depths of your heart. Tell him you love him. You'll begin to sense the glory resting upon you. The glory is resting. Some of you will sense it like cold, like heat, like fire, like electric waves of power. Some of you will begin to download purpose right here, right now. Some of you, like Ezekiel, I just saw somebody now, they will lift you up. They will lift you up and take you somewhere. Please help her. They will lift you up and they will take you somewhere. I'm seeing cavemen and cavewomen, ancient mantles resting on you. It has been pulling you into that place, that core. And you have been wondering where you fit, where you fit, where you fit, where do I fit in? Where am I weird? What's happening to me, Jesus? Lord Jesus, I've come to call these prophets. This one's called to this place. Right here, right now, under the sound of my voice, at least 30 of them, I mark you right now, online and offline. Tell him, Jesus, I love you. I need you. I want to love you. From the depth of your heart, like a lover to her lover, like a lover to his lover. Be very vulnerable right now. Forget your environment. Jesus, my love, I wanna make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Jesus, Jesus, my King, I want to wipe your tears, Lord. I want to make you proud. If you're looking for a man in my generation that will seek your face, reach the lost, you have found me. You have found me. Search no further. If you're looking for a lady in her generation that will make you proud, that will bring you a smile, you have found her. You have found her. Search no further. Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, I want to make you smile. I want to bless your heart. Stronger, Lord. Stronger. I ask for another wave. Angels of this anointing, pull people into throne room encounters. By the count of seven, all over this hall, let there be diverse manifestations, great, great activations and upgrades in the spirit. Those that couldn't see, those that couldn't hear, right now, by the count of seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wow, 6, 7, right here, right now, stronger, that is stronger and stronger and stronger. God says, I should tell somebody your fire is restored. Your hunger is back. My God, your hunger is back. You will never go down again. That's why you came. You lost it. You have been wondering how. It's been months. For some of you, it's been years. Sweet fellowship is back, says the Spirit of God. My God. No more acting, no more pretending. Something has happened on your altar. Wow. Glory to Jesus. I'll allow you for another 5 minutes. Just you and Jesus. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Just you and Him. Another weight just hit us now. Some of you will notice uncontrollably you are laughing. Joy, depression, the weight is lifted. Those secret tears are gone. Laugh into your victory. Yield yourself to the move of the Spirit.
glory to Jesus. Two more minutes. Just register something in the spirit. You and him. Prayer begins with consciousness of Jesus. He is a person. That's where it starts. It's not the words. It's not the songs. It's first the consciousness. And there is no true prayer without it. One more minute. Presence is the hiding place of his power. Demons are checking out. The fire is spreading. Get out in the name of Jesus. Family members are going to sense the power of God in this place. If you can, please open your eyes. Let me drop the next light. Please give us Luke chapter 8, I think from verse 44. I want you to see it again. Listen under it now, all right? And every session after now, you see. Can you hear that? The low end. I want you to follow. Listen under it. Are we together? Listen under it. Those online, this is how you watch messages. There are many men of God I've never met, I might never meet, but I receive things from. Christianity counts in the realm of the spirit. In my room, I will come under the power of God and receive things. Go for the next ministration and see the same thing repeating it. This singular key I just shared. One, two, go. Came behind him. Speaking of the woman with issue of blood. Came behind him, what? Please give it to us in NLT, NIV. Want to go? She came up behind him and did what? Touched the edge of his cloak. And immediately her bleeding stopped. See what happened next. Verse 45. One, two, go. Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Shocking, shocking, shocking scenario. Jesus is asking, who touched me? Peter is saying, many people are crowding and pressing against you. What kind of question is that? It's a very nice way of saying, this is not a wise question, sir. Many people are crowding against you, and you are asking who touched you. Many people can be crowding against Jesus and only one person is touching. And he showed us the proof that you touched. Verse 46. Please shout it out. 1, 2. 46. Now 1, 2, go. If you touch him, power must come out. There's always an effect when the touch is intentional. This is my gift by the mercy of God to your prayer lives this year. Never open your mouth in prayer until you are intentional. When they say praise the Lord, don't say it unintentionally. Teach it to your children. Don't say anything unintentionally. If you read this in NLT, you'll see something interesting. NLT. Quickly, please, I want us to get into the practicals now. NLT version. Do you have it? If you don't, you can give me maybe message version. Do we have it? Anybody in the crowd? All right, go ahead. What version do you have, ma? NLT. All right. Go ahead, ma. Verse 46. Jesus said, somebody deliberately touched me. Did you see that emphasis? People were crowding. I would have acted a quick drama, but I don't want to distract us. How can people be crowding against you and you're asking who touched me? Now let me ask, who was lying, Jesus or Peter? Which of them was lying? Jesus, right? It can't be Jesus because he's Jesus, right? He's the truth. But in all sincerity, looking at this scenario, who was lying? As a logical person, who looked like they were lying? Who is more likely to be the person lying? It's not me that said it. People were crowded against you and you're saying, who touched me? As though it was only one person who touched you. Many people can be praying and only one person is touching. This is why NLT says somebody deliberately, another word for that is intentionally, for I felt healing power. He specified exactly what the power that left him went out for. Who determined it? Kai, somebody's not following what I'm saying. Who determined what the power came out for? The person who touched. What she said in her heart, if I can touch, I will be healed. When I found this, I realized encounters were not just up to God. You can determine if you are ready to have an encounter. God is always available. He said, come. Anytime you come, you will meet him. The secret is to be intentional. I'll end with James 5:16. You see the same thing in James 5:16. We're about to pray and you're going to see interesting things shift. I watched this in my father's ministry for so many years. It was always, always funny. How can we finish first session and by evening session? It just don't make sense. By evening session, 30 testifiers, 4 visas, 6 green cards, 4 or 5 people, vehicles, everything between morning session an afternoon session. I don't understand. Were their helpers waiting for them to finish the session? And I was wondering, what causes this breaker? I realized watching him, because many times the principals, they might not even know exactly what they are doing. But the principals, if you pay attention, you can see the principals in the way they are teaching and the way they are ministering. I saw that he always got people to the point where they were very intentional. That's all he needed. In 5 minutes, you give him to minister, or 1 hour 30 minutes, the only goal of all the stories, all the teachings, is to get people to that point. And they'll pray in 5 minutes, and entire lives and families will come out of captivity. I saw it. I knew why every meeting always had results. It's this same key. Sometimes what we're left with in some churches is just the form. But this is the key. We must never forget it. The B part, give us an amplified. Give us an amplified. Let's start from the heartfelt. Can we see it? 1, 2, go. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. 2 elements in the prayer. Number 1. Number 2. Persistent. Number 1. Number 2. Number 1, number 2, give us the version that says heartfelt continued. This was James making reference to a man called Elijah. In verse 17, you see he was making reference to Elijah. Together, want to go. I can't hear you. Want to go? Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. So meaning that he was a human being like us. Message version said he was a human being like us. If James, the apostle, is telling believers who Elijah was looking forward to, it's our day they were looking forward to. They didn't have the Holy Ghost inside them. They didn't speak in tongues. Their spirits were not newly created. They were not in Christ. And you're using that kind of a man as an example to people who have been resurrected from the dead. On what basis can you compare Elijah to what God has finished inside of us? But this singular key, absent in a person present here, despite all Christ has done, can make the person's life look like Jesus did not die. This singular key of not being intentional in God's engagements. This is what made Elijah's life to count. He was subject to like passions. It means he was a human being like us. He felt hungry. He felt like sleeping. He felt even depressed. We saw that. Him saying he was a human being means they were doubting his humanity. Are you following what I'm saying? James telling them he was a human being like us means they were having reasons to what? To doubt his humanity. Why are you telling people he has one head like you? It means at some point you were thinking he had two heads, right? Our parents said that a lot. Do they have two heads? It means you are the same. If they can do it, you can do it. Why was he doing that to challenge them? Was a human being like us. It means he demonstrated something that humans can't. And I'm showing you what he demonstrated. Heartfelt, continued prayer. Can somebody say heartfelt? Continued. Usually our prayers are lacking in one of them. It's either is heartfelt and is not continued. Or is continued and is not heartfelt. I think in our generation now, we're getting very exposed to continued prayers. Spending hours praying the Spirit is no longer a very strange thing. It's a praying church. But I'm asking you, by the mercy of God, forget. Prayer must be heartfelt. Sometimes he pays, like Kenneth Hagin said. He said sometimes he will spend 2 days preparing to pray. Read his book on prayer. Who has read it before? He said sometimes he will spend what? 2 days preparing to pray a prayer. This man knew something. I wish they spoke more about it. What do you think he was doing? That's why his 3-5 minutes in prayer we count so much. Because he was building in his heart. I think it's Psalms 39 verse 5 that says the fire burned while I mused. Heartfelt. One man of prayer said, rather let your heart be without words than your words without heart. As if you must pray. Choose your heart being without words than your words without what? Heart. It's because they knew something. Silence in prayer is more powerful when the heart is pregnant with desire. And when prayer is just made and the heart is not involved. So this year, give yourself to heartfelt prayer. So much progress can be made at the quickest possible time. On every light you want to enter into, give yourself intensely to it in prayers. Now I want to solve problems. I'm going to ask you to please rise on your feet. The breaker angels are present here right now. Some of your family members, you will call them and get feedback. Right now, they are going to be healed. Do you believe what I'm telling you? Isaac said to Esau, you will live by the sword. You will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you, not God, will break his yoke from off your neck. As you give yourself to heartfelt prayer right now, expect feedbacks. God is a rewarder. That's what Hebrews 11:6 says. Every time we come to God, we must believe that number one, he what? He is. And number two, that what? It's a rewarder. I cannot pray and God will not answer me. Declare it. I can't pray and God won't answer. It's a rewarder. Is there any matter that is bothering you right now you'd like God to deal with? I want you to close your eyes and see that mountain. These things are distractions to our walk with God. Every time we want to make one or two steps forward, those things drag people back. You get discouraged again. Get ready. Don't pray yet, please. Don't pray yet. I want you to see it. Some of you's family members. Everybody is complaining about a family member. Something's going to happen to them right now. Get ready. Don't reply. Just get ready. Please. Get ready. I want you to see it. Paint the picture now. Unless you are satisfied with where they are, some of you entire families will come out. One lady shouted, we are free in Mina. The power of God traveled to her mother's house. 18 years bedridden. 18 years bedridden. The power of God hit that woman and she got up. No man of God laid hands on her because a person shouted intentionally. I've seen it happen from place to place. One intentional shout counts more than 10 hours of heart, you know, prayers without the heart. So I want you to gather your loins and be present. God can do it right now. Once you are ready, say, I'm ready. Yo. Once you are ready, me, I'm ready. Once you are ready, say, I'm ready. Are you ready? You still remember your son's name? You still remember your son's name? The power of God is all over this place. You're going to shout your son's name and declare we are free. See all the family members now. The one that's been looking for admission, the one that's been waiting for a job 8 years. I just saw that now. 8 years. 8 years. 8 years. Long-standing problems, delays, strange attacks. What is this? Strange attack. Strange attacks. Death plaguing every family member. You already are free that your turn has come. You will shout your surname and declare we are free. Online, get ready. The power of God is coming upon you in your house. Shout your surname and declare we are free. 1, 2, 3, go! You shout it 2 more times. Please look at them. Look at them. Look at those family members. I just saw a whole family coming out of captivity. Ah, you will testify. The angels are already swinging into action. Shout it again. You shout it one last time. Don't pray in the Holy Ghost now. You're not talking to God. You're speaking to the mountains. They don't understand tongues. All right? My God. Someone just received strength on the hospital bed right now. You shout it one more time, and there shall be a reaction all over the world. All over the world. All over the world. Angels of this anointing. Angels of this anointing. Angels of this grace. Right now, right here. Online and offline. Shout it again. If there's somebody sick at home, you'd like them to be healed. Right now, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone quickly. Let's do this. There's somebody sick in the hospital anywhere. Somebody who cannot walk. Somebody who has any condition in their bodies. Pick up your phone where you are. The power of God is traveling now. He's going to places now. Pick up your phone. In fact, I'm seeing that some of them have already been healed. Pick up your phone. Get ready. If there's somebody you want an instant healing for right now, I want you to see that the power of God can travel to homes. If you're online, get ready. The power of God is touching you right now. Anybody calling, let me see the hands go up, please. Beautiful, beautiful. The instruction is simple. If they can't walk, they couldn't move a part of their body, just simply tell them, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Start checking yourself now. All right? Tell them to test themselves. Immediately they will notice that they are free. So please call them now. Call them now. Everyone pray in the Holy Ghost very loud, very fast. Come on, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Call them now. Quickly, call now. Call now. Call now. Somebody has been suffering something for about 14 years. Call them. You are healed. Just tell them you are healed. You are free. Now tell them to check themselves. Once you have prayed, 30 seconds is enough. Tell them now to check themselves. Tell them to test that part of their body. I'm seeing somebody's eyes. God has just healed you. 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 I don't know if it's online or offline. Pores used to come out from the eyes. God has just healed you. Your sight has been restored. Wow. 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 Get feedback from them, please. Ask them how they are feeling. Tell them to check their bodies. I chant them open. I chant them open. Somebody is desperate. Drinking sea of fire. If you are sick in your body, please put your hand where the condition is. Whatever it is, please believe God again. Some of you have prayed for years. I can understand if you have stopped bothering God about it. Jesus does do this one. Don't worry about the healing. Please believe God again. Put your hand where the condition is. I'm seeing that somebody is going to see now. I don't know if it's partial blindness or you just want to stop using the glasses. Remove it. And I want you to believe God. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. If somebody is putting their hand on their body and you're beside them, just put your hand on their shoulder. Let's share fellowship right now. Pray for one another and you shall be healed. Effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. In the name of Jesus, I curse every devil responsible for any infirmity here. No matter the number of years, no matter how we started, I curse those devils right now. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Right now, let the light of God shine in every darkness. Sickness, hear the word of the Lord. Disappear now. All the symptoms disappear now. Right here, right now. Disappear. In the name of Jesus. Wow. I curse fibroid. Low sperm count. By the power of God. Every issue with your reproductive system. Wow. The power of God is coming upon you. That individual right now. Sarah, receive strength. Right now, I release to you strength in the name of Jesus. To your legs, to your hands, to every part of your body. That arrow fired at you is out of your body in the name of Jesus. Right now, your hand can move. Your legs can move in the name of Jesus. Start to test it now. Start to test it now. Once you notice a difference. Once you notice a difference, only you. I want you to start clapping. Only you. Only you. Only you. Start clapping. Check yourself now. Do what you couldn't do. Glory to Jesus. Come on. Do what you couldn't do. Only you. Once you notice a difference, start clapping.
Only you start clapping. Only you keep clapping. If you've just been healed, wave your hands. Test your eyes. Test your hearing. Once you notice a difference, wave your hands. I want to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Keep checking. 14, 15. Keep checking. 16. Keep checking. 17. At the back. Keep checking. 18. Keep checking. Keep checking. Keep checking. 19. 20. 21. Keep checking. Keep checking. If you are excited, give the Lord a shout. God has done something marvelous in your life. You want to testify? Wave those hands. Something just happened to you. You want to testify? Wave those hands. What happened to you, ma? Please come. If you just got healed, please come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Can we celebrate them? Online, send in your testimonies. Check yourself. You notice the difference. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Something is happening. Test yourself again. Keep checking. Elijah checked 7 times. Until you have checked 7 times, it's not enough. Keep checking. Keep checking. Keep checking. Glory to Jesus. It will never return again. I just saw somebody movement. Movement in your body. I curse that thing in the name of Jesus. It will never happen again. Glory to Jesus forever. What happened to you? You can't feel the fibroid anymore. Come on, you're just looking. You used to feel it tangibly. You can't feel it anymore. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Wow, you're free. You're free. I'm seeing that there were fears. There were fears. There were fears concerning the future. You're free even from the fears. God said, I should tell you the future will be all right. Glory to Jesus. What happened to you?
Okay, for the past 1 week, I usually sing in church, but for the past 1 week now, my voice, I lost my voice. I've been trying to regain the voice, but it wasn't coming back.
But now
the voice is back.
It's back and now. Glory back. To Jesus forever. What happened to you, sir?
Two things happened to me just now, for some month now, my neck. You just have to do this just to give my neck back, but I did it 5 times. It was not sounding the way it used to sound before. Then I felt like something left me and another thing entered into me. It was so evident that I was as if a spirit entered me. Something left me and just in a second another thing entered into me. That experience happened right now
in the name of Jesus. Anything that plagued your life and destiny will never return again in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name. What happened to you, man?
For the past 3 years, I've been suffering from pain. My knee.
Your left knee.
My left knee. I can't move it. I can't do anything. But while we were praying, I can feel that the pain has gone.
Your pain has gone. Yes. Glory to Jesus. Can you jump? Can you jump? What couldn't you do before? What couldn't you do before? You couldn't do that before. Wow. Celebrate Jesus. Is that all? Okay.
Also, last week, Saturday, while I was going out on the road, I nearly fell down. I started feeling pain from this to my forehead. The thing kept coming on Monday, Tuesday, everything. I would just feel like...
But what's happening now?
But when we were preaching the first day, I was feeling the pain from here to my forehead.
So what happened now?
I thank God why we said we should check out.
It has disappeared. Come on, celebrate Jesus. What happened to you?
I used to have this sharp pain in my chest and some lumps somewhere around here in my hand. But
some what?
Lumps.
Lumps.
In
my hand. And
physically, like,
yes, I can feel it when I touch my hand.
Okay.
But while we are praying, there's a cold spine that just went through my body. And after the prayer, so we should lay our hands on our body. And while we did that, I started touching. I could not feel anything.
The lumps have disappeared.
And the pain is no more there.
Come on, celebrate Jesus.
Praise the Lord. And the woman has shouted, my family is free. 2 years ago, one woman came to my shop and said, sister, I saw one woman that said she will deal with your family. She tied a rope that this family is going to scatter it. I just pray about it and forget
about
it.
So what happened to you now?
Throughout last year, I was told myself, my children went apart, everybody, my children became rebellious in the home, my husband, everybody on their own. But today, as we are praying, I shouted, I'm free. And I know everything is gone.
We declare in the name of Jesus, in 30 days, all that was scattered begins to gather. In the mighty name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus everywhere. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. This is my worship. And it's original. Oh, 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 oh. This is my worship, but it's original. A final word of blessing as we close this session. Father, I ask, Lord Jesus, and every life and family here, I ask for the blessing of intimacy with Jesus. Please say a good amen to that. I ask in the name of Jesus for the blessing of hunger in the name of Jesus. Peter says, such as I have, I give. I ask in the name of Jesus for every individual and even this church, like never before, enter the next level of hunger. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every matter. Something happened. What's that? Huh? You said what? It couldn't walk without a walking stick. Where is the walking stick? Glory to Jesus for that. You are just looking. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Who knows him? I wanted to confirm how many years or how long has this been for? Two thousand and one. That's about 12, 13 years. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Papa, can you do like this? Please hold him. It's an elderly man. Exercise the legs. That's, oh my God. Wow. Do it again. Strength right now. Strength right now. Strength right now. Come on. Glory to Jesus. God is good. Any other person before I pray the last prayer? You want to testify or you want to hold it back? Any other person, something dramatic happened to you? Are you raising your hand? I know some of us are just shy. Please don't do this. Come and testify. Jesus asked, were there not 10? It means it touched him. That only one out of 10 people remember to say, Jesus did this. Please don't be like that. So many people are going to be stirred up by your testimony. Don't cheat them of it. Don't say I'm reserved. They write it and give it to the ushers. You don't take the blessing privately. David said, I will declare your faithfulness in the congregation, because there's something it does to the faith of other people. Others can enter into that thing. Come on, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Even in these meetings, in every session, from yesterday night to every session, do we have a testimony mail? Let them send it in. It will stir it up. You read it in the services. People will believe that things can happen right here, right now. Don't postpone till Saturday what can happen on Thursday. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? Yes. Yes. Testifiers? Ah. Let's celebrate the testifiers. Let's do this in 3 minutes. Our time is gone. You also have a testimony. Quickly, quickly, just 30 seconds. How long? Okay. Okay, now it's gone. Celebrate Jesus. Next person. A growth on her neck.
Yes, so when you said we should call them, I called her and I asked her, do you feel any pain on your neck? She said no, that she's not feeling very well. And I just proclaimed the words of God to her and then healing. And I know that it's permanent because she said, well,
she wasn't feeling it at all. Come on, celebrate Jesus. She's not here and the power of God has touched her at all. Another person is walking. The way you celebrate Jesus is amazing, Neil. Maybe because we're not dramatic about it, have we? Oh my God, what is happening there? What is happening there? Come on, celebrate Jesus. If you are still sick in your body, the window is open and remains open. Jump into the river and swim. Kai, God will bless you. There's someone to shout about. There's someone to shout about. If you see him, you will start to shout. There are many men I can talk about now. There are many men who have walked this world. Let mama sit down, please. There are many men I can preach about now. But he surpasses all. There's someone to shout about. If you want to see him, oh yeah, party well. If you want to hear him, oh yeah, party well. If you want to see him, oh yeah, party well. Ah, if you see him, you will start to shout. Till the whole world sees him, we will party well. What happened to you? Let's address Mama first, please. For age, please. Let's. Someone can just, who knows her? Huh? Okay, so what happened to her? Can she speak in English? So that's why I said, she has had stroke for 4 years. Wow. Huh? You notice. So what couldn't you do before now?
She couldn't do anything.
She couldn't do anything. Ha. She couldn't walk without the stick. Glory to Jesus. Please put your hand on her. Mama, please close your eyes. Tell her God's power is coming upon her. Lord Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, right now, let the life of God flow all over her body right now. Angels, minister to her. And let it be perfect. She'll be strong. She'll be healthy. And life is given back to her. In Jesus' mighty name! Hallelujah. I'm tempted to touch her, but I don't want us to get into laying of hands. I think we've got the story already. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, man. Please lead her back. Her strength is being restored. It's been restored. Come on. Are you seeing what is happening? Are you seeing what is happening? It's been restored. If you want to see him, oh yeah, carry on. Until the whole world sees you, I will carry on. I want to see the child in you. This thing is for children. Lift your voice and pray. All right. Hallelujah. When we get carried away, our time is already up. Please. Let's get the repentance fires. You said something was happening to you after breastfeeding.
Sharpening.
It's gone now. Glory to God. What happened to you? Do we have more people that want to walk at the back? Do we have more people? Yes or no? Just put your hand on them. They will walk now.
My brain. I told my sister, she was like, maybe it's stress, I should rest in myself. But today I can't feel anything.
You can't feel it again. It's gone forever. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Somebody online has just been healed. Glory to Jesus. You're online. Stand up from that wheelchair immediately. Now. I just saw you. You have been healed. Your two legs. You've been healed. I wish we could get feedbacks. Somebody just got healed online. Somebody just got healed. Stand up now. You have been healed. Glory to Jesus. I expected more calls from home. So many more. People have been healed at home. Command them to stand up. Command them to check themselves. You will see what will happen. Go ahead, man. What happened to you, man?
Praise God. Fibroid growth and pain for a few years now, and then last year when we had our conference in September, the fast was in August. I did the fast and I went back to the hospital. It was, the growth has reduced, but today everything is gone.
You could feel it before, tangibly. You couldn't even bend down. Bend. Let me see. Bend down. It is gone forever in the name of Jesus. We were online during our anniversary. We did a brief prayer. I just remembered that story. That's what I remembered. And I said, fibroid has been destroyed. Somebody was watching. And the fibroid immediately started coming out. She ran to the toilet to go and God is dealing with that right now. Anyone who is suffering from fibroid, right now, I command it to disappear. The next time you go to the toilet, you will see that it's out. In Jesus' name. Last two.
Yeah. Last night, I had a dream that I saw a strange face claim ownership over my life, and he said it's my mother.
Strange face, claim ownership.
Claim ownership, and the personality said she's my mother. And I've never seen such a face before.
Thunder, fire.
So, I now made up my mind that as I enter this place today, that plague will be destroyed. So when they were asked to shout a family name, and I shouted it. And as I shouted it, I noticed fire from my throat. And the fire went straight down to my tummy. And I heard a voice that the yoke is broken.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Can I put my hand on you? Please come. As it was on my father, it is on me. Right now, this entire family, loose in the name of Jesus. They never return. In Jesus' name. Ah, yeah. Somebody's going down for this one. Kai. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Please help me tell the brother. You will soon hear a news. Somebody's going down for that. Ah. Ah, yeah. It is well. Yeah. That was not the plan. Praise God. Go ahead. I told somebody in Port Harcourt, I announced at 5:30 a.m. during a prayer, I saw thunder strike somebody with singlet and wrapper. Why? So I said, thunder is striking somebody. Don't say amen, no. If you don't want it. But a strong man in a family has been judged. And they shouted amen. Glory to God. God is doing that even right now. I hope it's okay. The lady got home and she had the news that her uncle stroke the same time. So she was crying. What kind of life is this? I'll finish praying. Why is my own only different? I will get back from prayer and problem is waiting for me in my house. So she gathered her sister. Let's pray. This is frustrating. I just finished 12 hours prayer and now my uncle is stroke. Lord, please intervene. The Holy Ghost asked her, is everything all right? Then she remembered the shout. She shouted, amen. It's sad, but there are wicked people in this world. And anyone who is saying that there will be no progress, anything they see today, they see it. What happened to you?
For more than a month now, I've not been in church because suddenly...
You said what?
For more than a month, I've not been in church because I was just upset about something I don't know. I can't even remember the last time I had a good laugh. While you were ministering, I was just telling God that my expectation is to get my peace and sanity and my joy back. So while you were ministering, I felt like a hand on my shoulder. Hmm. To see if someone was touching me, but suddenly I'm like, I want to hug everyone.
You are free. Hey, hug somebody now. Hug somebody. Hug somebody.
Secondly, I've not been eating. That's why I lost so much weight. I need multivitamin to eat, but I'm so hungry that I feel like going to.
Some people, that grace, some people need it here. Their problem is they have been eating. Hallelujah to Jesus. Last verse, please.
Praise God. So, when I was born, from when I was really little, I've been having issues with my heart.
Physical heart. Okay.
Yes, I have issues with breathing sometimes. And sometimes I often try to shy away from people, from loving people, because I feel like if I love them so much and I'm being hurt, it affects my heart. I've got
the love will enter the physical heart. That's serious. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? You are careful of love because it will affect not just your... It will reach the physical heart.
I've gone to so many cardiologists, and while I was sitting down, when you said we should pray and we should imagine Jesus as being real, and I was praying, all of a sudden felt a weight leave my heart, and as I stand here, I feel that breathing issue. And secondly, when you said we should pray, that people, we should touch our hearts, my neighbor touched me. Usually, I hate sitting in front because of the light. But as I speak now, I've been looking at the light. I'm not tearing up. I'm not wearing my glasses. And God has healed me. Thank you.
When you said we should shout our son name, and then I shouted my son name, and I began to shake. I felt my hand shaking, and for the past how many days, sometimes I just feel like crying. I'll be crying, and then when you said that we just start laughing, then I started laughing uncontrollably, and then I started laughing uncontrollably, and then for a very long time, sometimes I hear sounds from heaven, but it's not always clear. So I went for a meeting some time ago, and I began to hear sound. But this morning, when you were ministering, I began to hear sound. It was so audible. I could hear the sound. I could chant it out.
Glory to Jesus. That realm is permanent in Jesus' name. Final person. Please, nobody comes out again.
Okay, so I have to share the testimony for my testimony to be permanent. So when we
shouted, it's permanent. It's permanent.
Our family name. So I saw a very large tree, like a family tree, and I saw glory started coming down from that.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Can someone let out a loud shout?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.